This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I mean, I didn't even know that was my first Grand Slam, so I think that might be my first one ever. So, yeah, it was pretty cool, and to do it in a game like this was awesome.
So you were obviously looking first pitch fastball. What did you study and look at earlier to make you look for that first pitch fastball?
Yeah, I mean, I don't swing at the first pitch often, and I mean, it was a fastball in, and I just got to it, so it was good.
Was that the loudest you've heard Citizens Bank Park, or could you hear anything?
I couldn't really hear anything. I was yelling to the dugout, and I couldn't even hear my own words, so running around the bases, it was kind of a blackout, so I didn't really hear that.
Couldn't even hear himself think, running around the bases. There's a song.
He did that on purpose.
Yeah, I told you you're going to hear a lot
okay,
of it.
Okay,
you're
it's not.
Hear a lot?
Let me clarify. It's just that I hear it a lot, and it's like, I guess when I said it was annoying, why he's turning it up even louder,
yep.
I didn't mean it was annoying. It was just like I'm just tired of hearing it.
Well, you got a whole month left.
Yeah, I do.
I'm
okay with hearing it for the whole month. I'm okay.
You better keep your mouth down and shut.
Got
you,
Herb. I'm gonna
keep
your mouth down.
So, a couple things up, Bryce Stott. Then we'll address the elephant in the room here. So, Stott, and of course, all your phone calls coming up at 215-592-9494. A couple things that struck me about the Stott home run last night. Okay,
yes.
One, last year he really struggled against fastballs. You like
mm-hmm.
He was on that fastball and he crushed. You could tell, like, he's just become such a better hitter. Last year, he probably fouls that pitch off. If he swings, he fouls it off. And he probably has a good at-bat, but he doesn't do what he did last night. The other thing is, remember all the people this year that were complaining when Bryson Stott would have a day off every once in a while? Remember that? Every time he had a day off. Topper, play him every day. He's an everyday player. Last October, he said he was tired. He felt his body was tired. The Phillies this year, and Rob Thompson in particular, gave him days off. I'd say once every 10 or 12 days, he had a day off. He looks fresh to me. Bryce Stott had a big hit in game one, home run, grand slam last night. So that's very encouraging because I think he was Kyle's guy. He's the X factor.
He was, and I was feeling after my Nola take yesterday, I was like, all right, I bounce back with the Stott being the X factor here. Stott, it really looks like there's something about him that's like, that is championship
yes.
type player.
I love him. He's probably my favorite player on the team. He is awesome, and I trust him. All right, let's address the elephant in the room quickly here. So we put the poll up yesterday. Well, I forget how you exactly worded it, but basically the idea is, should Hugh denounce the city of Atlanta before the
I worded
series
it
starts?
As, should Hugh turn his back
yes.
on the city of Atlanta?
Yes. With the poll results, I'm sure, said yes.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean.
So here's what I'm going to need, Hugh. I'm going to need you to denounce Atlanta before first pitch 6:07 on Saturday.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I've been in this situation before where I've had to make a pick about who I thought was going to win the game, which I kind of did. I did that. Well, I didn't kind of do it. I did it. But to denounce Atlanta is a great city.
And it was a home for you.
Yes,
yeah.
It was a home for me for a long time. So to denounce them, that's probably a little strong. Now, I will say this. I think the Phillies win the series, mm-hmm. and I think they go on to the NLCS. Did I say that right? I said it right.
Yeah, NLCS would be next. Yeah.
So I think that, but to denounce the city, I think that's a little strong.
Maybe
that's
not denounce the city, but we need to denounce any trace of Brave.
Let me tell you,
fandom.
Can I? Since we're in all on Hugh Douglas this morning, and everybody's looking at me and thinking that I'm a closet Braves fan. The one thing that I did when I got here, and I had some really nice Braves gear, I got rid of all of it.
That's right.
I knew. Listen, I'm not a dummy. And I knew coming back to Philadelphia, I know the way that these two teams feel about one another. This is the equivalent to Dallas and the Eagles.
That's right.
It's the equivalent. But I got to tell y'all, I almost kind of cried a little bit when I got rid of some of my shirts. Because I was like, I had some nice, like, not saying that
there's
the Phillies don't
of
have
nice shirts up here.
No, but
we got overalls
but
now,
have,
Hugh.
Like, to have that, like, I, like, at one time, yeah. not now. I had to be clear. Because I know there are some Philly fans listening right now real careful
to
what
pounce,
I'm about
dude.
To say.
Yep.
I gave away all of that stuff. So, like, my friends in Atlanta that I work with, I was like, hey, man, y'all want some Braves gear? Because I can't go back home.
Well, that's good. That's a good
Braves
first.
Braves gear sucks anyway. It's like, a freaking stupid tomahawk. Like, come on. Philly's got way better
gear. It's a very good first step. And now the next step is, I mean, we got to find the right wording. We need something by 6 o'clock.
I picked the Phillies.
No, I know.
To say, I am rooting for the Philadelphia Phillies to win this series.
That's what you need me to say?
Yeah.
Isn't that the same as me saying, picking the Phillies to win?
No.
Wait.
No, it's not the same.
No.
It is the same.
Making a pick and who you want to win are very different.
I'll explain why it's not the same. Last year, now people weren't happy, but Hugh, you know what I do. I say what's on my my feelings, right?
Yeah.
I said I thought the Astros were going to beat the Phillies. Like, I didn't think they'd win the World Series when it started. I just thought the Astros were better. Now, when the Phillies went up 2-1, I started feeling it like, hey, they might actually do this, but. I was obviously rooting for the Phillies, but I thought the Astros were just going to outlast them. They did it, so you think the Phillies are going to win? But you got to say, we just got to find the right wording for this. We got to get it on record.
I think the Phillies are going to win, but I'm going to be Switzerland.
No. That doesn't fly around here.
I think the Phillies are going to win, but I'm going
to
be.
And you want them to win.
I want the Phillies to win.
Yo, let me do this for you.
But as far
Screw
as like
Atlanta,
like as far as like sitting, like doing like the rah rah,
Ronald Acuna is a clown.
Wow.
Yeah,
here we come with a whole list of things.
Come on, man. Let's hear it.
Acuna's a clown.
So I have to make these are like personal attacks.
Truist Park is a retirement community. Yep.
No, yep. Nah, I will say this. Can I say this?
Just honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I say this? The atmosphere at CBP is better.
Yeah.
Than the atmosphere at the game than at Truist.
So you know what? I'm gonna look. I think the best way we do this.
Because it's different.
We'll get back to the phones. I think the best way we do this is I think it's got to happen organically. I think it will. And here's my prediction. My prediction is by the middle of next week. You will fully feel the whole thing.
I tell you what,
back here.
You know what?
You'll feel it.
I'll do this. The press box at Citizens Bank Park is friendlier than the press box at Truist.
So that's basically just saying we have nicer people here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with Atlanta, and you're gonna have to really read between the lines when I say this. Some people are gonna get it. Some people aren't. When I walked into the press box at Citizens Bank Park, it was like, hey, how is it? You know, everybody doing? When I walked into the press box at Truist, it was almost like, are you sure you're in the right place, sir?
Well, that's not, you know what? Better fans, better park, better media.
you know what I'm saying? Yes. Better team
in the best of five. It's all lining up.
Marietta.
All lining up.
Marietta is different than Marietta. Mm. Just a little different.
I
can give you.
I'll pick up the slack for you. I hate the Braves. I have hated the Braves since I was a kid. The worst sound in sports is the Atlanta chop.
It's terrible.
My brain wants to melt when I hear that.
I hate that team. I will say this. I remember when there was the Braves tried to separate themselves from the chop for reasons that we all know that what they are.
Right, when the last maybe 6 or 7 years where teams started changing their name and all that stuff, yeah.
And to see Braves fans defiantly still do it was kind of, you know, it was interesting.
It's
it's different.
It's the worst sound in sports.
Now, to denounce Atlanta, that's one thing, but Marietta is different.
We don't need to denounce Atlanta. We need
but Marietta is like
people want to know that you want the Phillies to win, Hugh.
I do want the Phillies to win.
He said it.
I do. I want the Phillies to win.
There we go.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
215-592-9494. We know everyone listening wants the Phillies to win. What's your gut telling you, though? Are they going to win this series? Let's go to Mark, who's up next. What's up, Mark?
Gentlemen, thanks as always.
Hey, Mark.
You continue, Bears. What was I going to say? Oh, culture. Do you remember when Acuna got accosted, like, somewhere midseason out in the outfield by some fans that jumped the wall?
Yes.
Came across my feed from a Braves thing, and I commented right. It wasn't like physical. Well,
no, it was kind of weird. They were like by his legs, and I remember he fell, Mark. And my first thought was like, oh boy, it would be a disaster for baseball if he got hurt. Obviously, he was okay.
Right, but it was a Braves thing that came across, and I commented right away. And I'm not the only one that thought this, but like I said, none of his teammates came to his aid. You have a culture problem. And the first thing I thought of after that is, remember Acuna watching his outfield mate, miss a ball and have to go to the wall and
the inside the park home run last year.
Yeah, he just watched it, right?
Yeah, you know,
juxtapose that to last night with Pache's almost miraculous catch. Rojas was on there before Pache rolled over and had the ball in. You know, that's a comment on our culture, our defense being better for sure. But that's what it looks like. You know, now in my head of heads, we're not going to win this. In my heart of hearts, we can't be stopped. I mean, I can't see what you're not seeing, Q, when it comes to the culture. But I mean, that's just
it's not. It's
you,
not
you
like
there.
you're looking at it differently. I mean,
well,
I hear what you're saying. You're looking at it from, like, for me, I think that I have the most unique perspective because I was in both places.
Well, you do. You've watched – I mean, we watch the Braves a lot because they play the Phillies a lot.
Yeah.
But you've seen them more than any – you do have a very unique perspective.
And I'll tell you, like, to your point, like, the fan base is different. There's no fan base on this planet that I could think of like is like the Philly fan base. Like, I was just in there. I was in the break room talking to Johnny Marks, and I was telling him what's the biggest difference between being at the ballpark in Atlanta and being at the ballpark at CBP. Now, the difference is it's going to be packed at Truist Park in Atlanta, but there's so much stuff going on around there that they might be there just for the ambiance. They're being there for, like, it's a gathering spot. Now, here in Philadelphia, people are actually engaged in watching in the game, and that's what could be somewhat intimidating. You know, when people go to the games, they're Braves fans, no question about it, but a lot of people go because it's a great place to be on a nice night on a Saturday. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's totally different. But to say that, you know, the culture in the locker room is different and things like, I don't think that's the case. But that's the way it's perceived because, like a caller called in earlier and said that we are the 10th man or we are part of the locker room.
Yeah,
it's just different here because that's just the feeling in Philadelphia.
Well, it is. And, Mark, we appreciate it. So, if there is one difference I noticed between the two teams, and this is just it's natural, I sense a unique hunger the Phillies have. The Braves just won it 2 years ago. I'm not saying they don't want to win it again. I mean, they're a great team that wants to win again. Of course they do. They want to create a legacy and win multiple titles. But it's like the Phillies feel like they're on a mission.
Yeah.
And you think about this Phillies team, Hugh, other than a couple guys, nobody here's ever won anything.
Yeah.
Like Bryce has never won anything. Castellanos never won anything. Turner did when he was in the Nationals. But most of these guys, Real Muto, have never won the World Series. So they are – this is what they're trying to do.
And I'll say another thing, that when I hear the callers here talk about baseball as opposed to the callers in Atlanta – to a man, every caller that calls in, I'm not saying that you don't, but you feel like you know more baseball than the manager or the players. Like that's the biggest thing that I gather from listening to the fans here as opposed to the fans in Atlanta. Like you'll get some fans call in or say, well, you don't know baseball. Like that the passion for baseball here is a lot higher.
Keep saying whatever you want, Hugh. You don't know baseball.
Basically. I mean, it's that's the thing that blows my mind. And it's like, fans here feel like they know more than the guys that are actually coaching the game.
Well, people are in on every pitch. I mean, you yes. can feel it. All right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not trying to browbeat.
It's awesome.
It's nothing wrong with that. That just shows how passionate you are about your baseball.
Damn right, there's nothing wrong with it, Hugh.
Yeah, I'm feeling attacked.
Not to get you the Swiss national
anthem. Hey, listen, I've been attacked all morning. It's cool. I got big old shoulders.
I believe I know more, too. It's not
that's what
I'm
saying.
And all of us believe we know more.
Yeah,
all
definitely.
Right, so Twitter poll question. Gut feeling on who wins this series. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. 80% right now are on the Phillies. I'll tell you, those results actually tell me that people do respect the Braves.
Yeah.
Because typically, you know, you do a gut feeling on something and the team's coming off a high like the Phillies, it'd be like 95-5. The fact that there's 20% out there are voting the Braves means I think as a whole, we recognize like they're good. They're really good.
Yeah, I do think it's sort of people inserting, instead of their gut feeling, like
logic.
Their confidence.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like bravado, and I don't want to say that's like, that sort of denotes that it's false bravado. I don't think it's false bravado. I think Phillies fans have a good reason to be confident against the Braves, but I think people are still voting with their hearts a little bit. Like, I think that there's a lot of good reasons that the Phillies can go and take one in Atlanta and then finish off the series here. But like, you know, like Hugh's been saying, and he's dead on with this, is that this is not going to be easy. This is going to be a battle, man.
Well, one thing that if there's one thing that changed the equation in this first round series, like Wheeler pitching well shouldn't surprise us, right? Mm-hmm. The Phillies getting Nola.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's the one.
Hugh, that's the one change that
surprised
could,
to some, not all.
Not all.
Not to Kyle though. Kyle was on it. Kyle was on
right.
Nola all day yesterday.
Yes. The one thing that could
he was on him, but not a good way.
The one thing that could swing the outcome that changes what these two teams are is Nola, because obviously all year he wasn't that good. He is a good pitcher. He's been one for a long time. Hugh, if we get the Nola we got last night.
Oh, it's going to be a series.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
definitely.
Just think about the way this sets up. Phillies go down there game one. We don't know yet who it's going to be, but let's just guess. Ranger Suarez, Spencer Strider. Big advantage Atlanta, right? I like Ranger, but big advantage Atlanta. Game one, rested Strider. Game two, Zach Wheeler against Max Fried. I'd give the advantage right now to the Phillies in game two. So we could come back 1-1. Game three, the Braves might have to go with a bullpen game. If we get this version of Nola, Hugh, I mean, it's not crazy to think the Phillies are up 2-1 after three.
Yeah, but I think that when you look at this game and you look at if it comes down to a bullpen game, what the Braves are going to be hinging on or going to be counting on, I should say, is their hitting, being there. And here's the one thing that I know for a fact that's probably not going to happen. All those bats going cold at the same time.
Their bats.
Yeah, the Braves bats. They're not going to all go cold at the same time. So you have to be in a situation where, you know, if it comes down to it, you might have to go run for run.
Yes.
With Atlanta in order to be in the game.
There was a game, I'm trying to remember what game it was. There was a game in Atlanta, you know, three or four weeks ago, and the bullpen gave up some runs late. And my reaction was like, I'm not even upset at the bullpen. The offense has to keep scoring. Like,
yeah.
The Braves score a lot of runs. That it's hard to hold them down for nine innings. The Phillies are going to have to hit a lot to win this series.
Yeah, and it's another thing. Like we talk about how Bowman Stott, for the majority of this season, was like our biggest offensive weapons for a long time because the top of the order was not doing the thing. We can't have that. We got to kind of have the kind of game we had in the first game where everybody got
everybody. Well, that was an enormous game. I'll take more of those. Let's talk to Herb in the Northeast. Herb, a lot of key points that came true. I mean, yesterday talking about multiple home runs. We got multiple home runs. Obviously, Real Muto and Stott last. Let's talk to Herb. What's up, Herb?
Hey, Joe. Well, I just got out of the operating room, and I'm home now. Everything was good. The doctor said come back in 5 years.
That's good. So routine kind of thing, just some maintenance in there, Herb?
So how was it, man? Because, you know, I gotta go get one.
Yeah, we're talking about colonoscopy.
Yeah.
They put you to sleep for about a half hour.
They put that camera.
They put a camera in there or something, and they I had 3 years ago. I had one polyp. They took it out and everything, and that was it. This time I didn't have nothing, and the doctor said, you're good. Come back in 5 years.
Bungholitis. So,
well, Herb, we're very happy to hear healthy, and you got 5 years without have to worry about these things. That's great to hear, Herb.
Yeah, that's true. I was up all night watching the game. watching the post game. I didn't get to bed till about 12 o'clock. Then you get up again at 3. Then I had to get up at 6. And it was rough, but I made it through. So, I see game one, the Phillies are going to have to come out with their bats. I'm looking at least 6 or 7 runs. They got to score in this game. I don't care who's pitching. They stay with the same technique, mm-hmm. stay in the zone, hit the strikes, you know, and they should come out with a victory. I'm looking at a couple home runs. I think Harper's gonna hit one.
Well, that'd be a big deal, Herb. Saturday. Herb, who were you on the phone with before us? Who you were talking to?
Oh yeah, I was. I'm friends with Zach Yellen's brother, and he. We were talking for about 45 minutes. His parents they were in Milwaukee. Yesterday, the last couple of days, but he's from Cherry Hill.
I know his family listens to WIP, from what I hear.
He was originally St. Louis Cardinal. He was originally, and then Miami got him, and then he wound up
Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona. He's a pretty good pitcher.
Oh, he's quite good. Yeah,
he might be in the next couple of years. He learns a couple more pitches. He might be one of them all-stars.
Oh yeah, Herb. He could win a Cy Young one day. Herb, we appreciate. I mean, we also could see him next round. I mean, I think the assumption is going to be the Dodgers are going to play in the NLCS against the Braves Phillies winner, but the Diamondbacks certainly have a chance in that series. How about that, Herb? Just taking colonoscopies, talking to brothers of MLB pitchers. Just doing
Herb,
it all.
Herb knows a lot of people, man.
Herb get a colonoscopy and then jump on the phone. That's kind of dope.
See where his priorities are at, man.
Yeah, I see.
He's doing well, which is what you want to hear.
Well, that's what you want to hear, but like
right to the phone.
Everything that I've ever heard about a colonoscopy, that ain't, you know, you gotta, you know, takes a little while.
Herb's a warrior, man.
You wanna play with me?
Take a little time to reflect on what just happened to you.
So what age are you supposed to start to having those?
50.
50.
But see, I got, like, you could, if you don't want, you could take, like, you could do the whole Cologuard thing. Like, that's something different.
So. Oh, it's another way.
Well, it's not as aggressive.
Okay.
I guess that, you know, you ain't got to, you know, do all the other stuff.
They give you a
kit.
Okay.
And you go to the house.
But it still does the job.
It tells you, yeah, your likelihood of, you know, having to go in there
and get
the other stuff done.
Let's grab Bernie, who's up next. What's up, Bernie?
Hi, guys.
Hey, how you
doing? How we doing, Bernie?
We're doing okay. I love my baseball team. I've not lived in the area for 9 years. I just had an awesome visit with family and friends in South Jersey, and I'm looking forward to the fight with the Braves. I agree with what a lot of people have said about the pitching. I think the gal's name was Shirley, about the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Megan, about the fans. I'm swept up in it, and I'm just concerned about our pitching.
Well, Bernie, when you get past Wheeler and Nola, it becomes much less certain. And even Nola, you know, he had a great start last night. He hasn't had many of those this year. But they're going to have to hit, Bernie. I'll put it that way. If they're going to beat the Braves, I don't expect them to hold the Braves to 1 or 0 runs. They're going to have to hit a lot to win these games. I think they can, but they're going to have to hit.
I agree. I think it's going to be a knockdown fight, and it'll be a well-deserved win for the Phillies. I'm looking forward to the series.
Oh, it's going to be great. Bernie, we appreciate it. Appreciate listening and calling. 215-592-9490. We're right back to the phones on the other side. Your gut feeling on the series. We did have a Braves fan on the line. They must be nervous because he dropped off.
Come on, big boys. Give me a holler.
Listen, we'll talk.
Okay,
I think the person who hopped on, they said, I just want to talk. We'll just talk, and I'll tell you why your team's going to lose. We'll open up a line for you. Plus, We got all your phone calls the rest of the way. 215-592-9494. Secret X-Factor weapon as well coming up next hour for the Phillies of this series. All coming your way. Midday show.